Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The FBI announcement that it is again probing U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton following an early investigation into her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State continues to draw mixed reactions along party lines. Clinton herself says the FBI needs to be more specific about what it's reviewing.
We are 11 days out from perhaps the most important national election of our lifetimes. Voting is already underway in our country. So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately.
Clinton's Republican Party opponent Donald Trump spoke with supporters about the new FBI probe.
The FBI would never have reopened this case at this time unless it were a most egregious criminal offense.
The FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. Gunmen on motorcycles opened fire on a Shiite Muslim religious congregation in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi Saturday, killing at least five people and wounding several others. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. The attack comes a day after three suicide bombers stormed a police training center in the southwestern part of the country, in which more than 62 young recruits were killed and dozens more wounded. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew early this week, using civilians as human shields, but that U.S. airstrikes had disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. The battle for Mosul is expected to take weeks, if not months. This is VOA News. The World Food Program warns half of Yemen's 24 million people are living in a state of crisis, with more than 7 million going hungry every day. Lisa Schlein has our story.
Spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says it is shocking and horrible to see this level of desperation in the 21st century.
When you see mothers who have little to eat themselves, when they see their children slipping away, it just breaks your heart. And so we appeal to the world to help us do our job on the ground. We appeal to the fighting sites that humanitarians can get access to more areas.
Lucia says the WFP was able to get to three hard-to-reach districts in Taiz Governorate during last week's 72-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting. She says the WFP will soon be able to access another 189,000 people in three other areas that have been off-limits. But she adds that does not solve the ongoing problem of hunger. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Icelanders are casting their ballots in a national election Saturday, with the Radical Pirate Party hoping to unseat the center-right government.
There will be changes. Just the fact that so many people are calling for it, I'm sure that it's going to turn out somehow in the when we see the results. First numbers around 10 tonight, so it's going to be a very exciting day.
I was a candidate for the Pirate Party speaking. Polls suggest the Pirates Party is vying with the center-right Independence Party to become the biggest group in Iceland's parliament. The election was called after the resignation of the prime minister in April. The resignation followed protests over his offshore holdings revealed in the Panama Papers leak. Two suicide bombings killed at least nine people, injured 24 others Saturday in the northwestern Nigerian city of Maiduguri, the heart of the seven-year insurgency of Boko Haram's militant group. The Nigerian military said one of the bombs went off in front of a camp holding more than 16,000 people who have been displaced by unrest in the region. Second blast occurred minutes later outside a state-owned fuel depot. So far, no one has claimed responsibility, but the bombings look similar apparently to previous ones carried out by Boko Haram. And scores of people protesting in Seoul against South Korean President Park Geun-hye to resign. The fallout comes as her ratings drop since revealing she gave drafts of her speeches for editing to an associate who holds no government security clearance or post. Records show the individual assisting the president also received confidential documents, files on Japan and North Korea. Park, who has little more than a year left in office, has apologized and vowed to stay in office. Details and much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Good evening and welcome to Nightline Africa. We are coming to you live from the English service of The Voice of America. Thanks for joining us. I'm Peter Clotty in Washington.
I have said right from the very beginning that what had happened to me was an attack on our democracy, on our freedoms, and for our still infant democracy.
A Ghanaian court reverses a decision by the Electoral Commission to disqualify an opposition presidential candidate.
Dr. Machar wants to consult with them in the region, those who mediated the peace agreement, to tell them the side of the story of what transpired in Juba, if they did not know exactly what happened in Juba.
The Ethiopian Prime Minister says his government will no longer entertain former South Sudanese Affairs Vice President Dr. Riek Machar.
Votre décision viendra de vous-même. Nous, on n'est pas là pour la politique, on n'est pas là pour les partis politiques.
Enfin, an agent for the civil society group, CBCI, tells the man that you will decide what you vote by yourself.
An Ivory Coast vote Sunday on whether to accept the government-sponsored constitutional amendments. Those stories and more coming up on Nightline Africa. A Ghanaian court has reversed a decision by the Electoral Commission to disqualify the presidential candidate for the opposition Progressive People's Party, PPP. This after the PPP challenged the disqualification in court. Dr. Papakwesi Indum, presidential candidate for the PPP, told me his party plans to meet officials of the Electoral Commission next week, adding that the ruling could encourage citizens to have confidence in the Ghanaian system.
I have said right from the very beginning that what had happened to me was an attack on our democracy, on our freedoms, and for our still infant democracy, and that it was also an attempt to belittle the institutional structures that we have in Ghana. So my reaction to the judgment in our favor today, you can only use the words of the judge, because the judge essentially told the Electoral Commission that what had been given to me by the law, they had tried to take it away. And you know, when you do it to me, it's one person, Papa Kwesi Indum, you do it to Kwesi, Kweku, Abba, Abina, to everybody else. So if it can be done to me, it can be done to anybody else. So I believe that this is a victory, not for me or for the Progressive People's Party, but for the people of Ghana. And it asserts our legal rights, the rights given by the Constitution of the Republic and the rights given by the political party's law.
Now, with this judgment, what is your next line of action?
Well, what we need to do is to sit down with the Electoral Commission and ensure that our document meets with their requirements in that instance where they said there was a difficulty. And we had said to them all along that it would take us less than 1 hour. And even today, it would take us less than 30 minutes to make that administrative correction that needed to be made. That's all that it takes.
Some Ghanaians I spoke with are saying that with this ruling, it undermines the integrity of the Electoral Commission. Some people are also suggesting that this strengthens Ghana's democracy and actually will make the Electoral Commission better. What is your take?
Well, I believe in the latter, that this must, I'm not sure about the will, but it must lead to the strengthening of the Electoral Commission. I am hoping that the Electoral Commission itself believes, as we do, that all of its laws must be applied strongly across the board without fear or favor to anybody, but to apply the law, its own laws, evenly. When that is done, I think that Ghana will be well. So I'm hoping that this gives them a bit of a push, but in the right direction, a positive one. For all those people who are arguing in some other strange way, well, that's up to them. But the law is the law, and the law is important. And if you want to be a strong country, a country that develops just like the people in the United States of America have developed, it must be based on law and order, and all institutions must comply with the law. Once we do that, I think then we get the fundamental foundation, that fundamental basis for other things to happen. So I'm happy for that. I am happy for that, and I hope that we are not going to become enemies of the EC or adversaries of the EC. All that we have wanted over the years has been to get them strengthened, and we will do whatever it is to help.
Talking about strong institutions, the way the court has behaved over this period of time, particularly the 5 years from now, do you think that Ghanaians are now seeing an independent judiciary such that other institutions such as the EC and other state institutions would act independently from now on?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Because when this thing happened, you know, I did some soul searching. We looked through what we had done. Had we done anything different from what we had done previously in previous elections? We talked to many lawyers. We talked to many judges, including experienced ones, some of who have retired, to make sure that we were on the right course. And everybody affirmed that this one, the Electoral Commission was wrong and we were in the right, and we must insist on our rights being restored. So now that the judiciary has acted positively, consistent with what many other people have said who know the law, I'm happy about that. And I really, really hope that this, plus other rulings, will ensure that the judiciary asserts its objectivity, its independence, and so on and so forth, so we can have faith in them. Because without an independent judiciary, without an independent arbiter, then you are getting closer to the jungle. We don't want Ghana to be a jungle where each one for himself and the strong prevails. We want the law to be on the side of whoever is right.
Dr. Papa Kwesi Ndum is the presidential candidate for the Ghanaian Opposition Progressive People's Party, or PPP. He spoke with me from the capital, Accra. The Ethiopian Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says his country will never again entertain sacked South Sudanese Affairs Vice President Dr. Riek Machar. His remarks came following a meeting with South Sudanese President Salva Kiir in the capital Juba on Friday. The Ethiopian leader also said the administration in Addis Ababa would cooperate with the Kiir-led unity government as well as form a joint military force to raid their common border of rebel elements. I reached James Gadet Dak, spokesman for Dr. Machar, for a reaction regarding the Ethiopian leader's pronouncements.
Well, first of all, our chairman has not received such a comment from the Ethiopian prime minister. But if it was true, I think there is a point to be made, because Dr. Machar was a victim of assassination attempt. Actually, was the first to sign the peace agreement hosted by Ethiopia, sponsored by the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, IGAD, which Prime Minister Desalegn chairs. So he was the first to sign that agreement 9 days before President Salva Kiir could sign. And he also accepted to return to Juba in order to implement that agreement, even before the implementation of the security arrangement was made, according to the agreement itself.
Talking about the agreement, the Ethiopian Prime Minister said his government will be cooperating with neighboring South Sudan and that he's supporting the President Salva Kiir-led transitional government and is committed to supporting the implementation of the South Sudan peace agreement, ostensibly without the sacked first vice president, Dr. Riek Machar. What is your take on that?
I don't know how the region will implement that agreement without Dr. Riek Machar and without his party, the SPLM-IO, and without his army, the SPLA-IO. If they take that trend, that they believe that there is a peace agreement to be implemented by one faction under Salva Kiir without his peace partner who signed the agreement with him, I think that will not work. It is actually encouraging President Salva Kiir to continue with the war that he started on the 8th of July. So this would not work. It is not the peace agreement.
This is an issue some people are saying basically alienates Dr. Riek Machar in this transitional government effort to implement the peace agreement. Regional countries, including Ethiopia now, are alienating. Sudan in the north will not allow him to hold a press conference. So the list keep increasing. Where is it stand now?
Well, first of all, I don't believe that the whole region is alienating Dr. Riek Machar, but there are some who misunderstand him and some who have joined a conspiracy, maybe to try to lure Dr. Riek Machar to Juba, but not all of them. And I think they are going to discuss these issues when they meet, and some misunderstandings will be understood, I believe, because this is the only way to implement the peace agreement. What we are calling for is to implement the peace agreement which was signed by President Salva Kiir and Dr. Riek Machar.
The Ethiopian Prime Minister, while holding the news conference in South Sudan capital, Juba, said that all South Sudan rebels in his country should leave immediately. Some are even suggesting that some of your soldiers, SPLM-IO soldiers, are in Ethiopia, and that is why he made that call. Are you going to leave Ethiopia immediately, as he said?
Well, we don't have rebels, as they call them, in Ethiopia. We don't have forces in Ethiopia. Our forces are in South Sudan. Our headquarters is in Pagag and another place called Kaldak. So these are not Ethiopian places. As I said, our chairman is going to discuss these issues with the Ethiopian Prime Minister. And if what he said in Juba is correct, then the discussion will go on. And I think if there is a misunderstanding, there will come a time when there will be a common understanding that it is good to resuscitate the peace agreement itself, and it is good that Dr. Riek Machar, who's signatory, who's the main peace partner, should involve in the implementation, unless the region wants to condemn the people of South Sudan to war, which President Salva Kiir has started.
When do you anticipate the meeting between Salva Kiir, the meeting between Dr. Riek Machar and the Prime Minister of Ethiopia happening?
Anytime soon. Dr. Riek Machar wants to consult with them in the region, those who mediated the peace agreement, to tell them his side of the story of what transpired in Juba, if they did not know exactly what happened in Juba. So anytime soon, there will be contact, and they will meet. He has already met with some of them. He met with President Museveni of Uganda in Khartoum, who understood that there was need for dialogue, political dialogue, which would, of course, include President Salva Kiir and Dr. Riek Machar. And he also met with President Bashir in Khartoum, who also understood that there was it was important that the two leaders should continue with dialogue. This is why I'm saying it is not the region as a whole.
James Gadet Dak is the spokesman for the South Sudanese former first vice president, Dr. Riek Machar. He spoke with me from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. The Ugandan Communications Commission, or UCC, has ordered one of the main television stations, NTV, not to host a government critic. In a letter to the TV station, the UCC alleges that Frank Gashumba, a renowned social and human rights activist, uses abusive and profane language. The commission threatened to revoke NTV's broadcasting license if the station hosted the activist again. My colleague Douglas Impuga reached Frank Gashumba in the Ugandan capital, Kampala, by phone for his reaction.
First of all, I was not surprised. This is the type of environment we are living in Uganda. Actually, it started like 2 years ago. I was doing a Monday show every Monday on a radio called Akaboz and Radio One. So I was informed by the management that they could no longer host me, that they can no longer stand the pressure they are getting from government. Basically, the government was not comfortable with the message I was giving to Ugandans. Basically, my message rotates on mindset change, people believing in themselves and liberating themselves. So yesterday, a friend of mine working in UCC tells me that their superiors had communicated to NTV not to host me anymore, that I was using abusive language, which is very, very false. So to me, it's another way of suffocating Ugandans, because this government is so, so worried. And as long as you are very articulate, as long as you have a big following, for example, on social media, I have over 250,000 followers on the social media. So they are worried of me. But we are not taking it lightly.
UCC's letter is addressed to the Nation TV, the NTV. Does this directive apply to other media houses, or maybe it's confined to NTV? Can you go in to another station and air your views?
I think I can. Oh, I don't know, because NTV in Uganda, they have news. It's a local news item. It's called the NTV. It's done at 7 p.m., our local time here in Uganda. It's a must-tune-in. So the management of NTV agreed with me that every Monday I'll be joining the news team to analyze the events that are taking place in the country. I think they realized that every Ugandan was tuning into that show. And they directed that if you host Frank Gashumba again, your license will be revoked.
So in that environment, then, if you believe and you say that it was not because of you using abusive and profane language, this sort of impacts on your rights as a citizen to air your views?
Yeah, actually, 3 weeks ago, I was invited to a UNA conference in London to speak to Ugandans in London. The government of Uganda frustrated my travel to UK. I'm revealing this to you. They frustrated my travel to UK. And good enough, they even contacted the High Commission in Kampala to deny my visa. Good enough, the High Commission stood on their ground and said, no, we don't work on the so they are worried of any person who influences the society in Uganda.
You are known for your social and human rights activism. With you being blocked on the airwaves, what other recourse or avenue do you have to air your views?
First of all, we have the social media now. We have Facebook. Facebook gives me a live feed. Yesterday, I was on Facebook, and I've so far received over 100,000 views, people who viewed my podcast. And apart from Facebook, we are going to move house to house, town hall meetings. At the end of the day, we must bring back our country. This country belongs to all of us. These are our natural fundamental rights. So even if they broke it to all radio stations and TV stations, we are not giving up on our country. We have the social media. We have many avenues of communicating. Trust me, radios and TVs are new. Social media is new. Africans used to communicate. There are many ways we are going to use.
Frank Gashumba is a Ugandan social and human rights activist. He spoke with my colleague Douglas Mpuga from Kampala. Ivory Coast votes Sunday on whether or not to change the constitution. The opposition is calling on people to boycott the vote. For VOA, Emily Eub reports from the commercial capital, Abidjan. There has been little public debate about the referendum, and most voters don't know what the proposed changes even are.
Leaflet in hand and wearing a t-shirt that reads "Together for a Peaceful Referendum," Minusu Wifa and his team are walking around this neighborhood in Abidjan to explain to local residents the draft of the new constitution.
Votre décision viendra de vous-même. Nous, on n'est pas là pour la politique, on n'est pas là pour les partis politiques.
Wifa, an agent for the civil society group CBCI, tells the man that you will decide what you vote by yourself. We're not from any political parties. We are just here to inform you on what is going on, then you're free to vote yes or no. Rifen goes on to explain to a middle-aged man the changes in the new constitution, which include the creation of a senate, a position of deputy president, and the softening of a controversial clause on nationality, which contributed to triggering years of political unrest in the West African nation.
Moi, je suis très heureux que vous m'avez éclairci complètement. Le problème c'est que on nous éclaircit pas. Mes parents au village m'appellent, ils sont pas informés.
The man thanks Rufin for his explanation and adds that we're not informed. My parents call me from the village, they're not informed. My dad tells me, what do I vote for? A text I don't know the content of? We need to be informed in local languages so my dad can know what he should do. The government pulled the full draft online in French, but with half the Ivorians being illiterate and many others having limited access to the internet, the outreach has been less than complete. As for newspapers, many people only read the front pages for free displayed at the newsstands. The Vote Yes campaign, though, has been impossible to miss. Big billboards reading "I vote yes to modernity, to development, to social cohesion, to peace" can be seen all across Abidjan.
Bon, y a pas de débat, bon. Ce que j'attends, c'est oui.
Sheltering from the seasonal rain under an awning, this woman says, there is no debate. All I hear is yes. If there was a debate with each side saying why we should vote yes or no, that would help. We've already accepted the yes, since it's the only thing that we hear. The opposition asserts the coverage of the campaign has been unbalanced to serve the government.
Constate un accaparement total des médias de service public tels que la radio et la télévision.
Opposition member Jean-Javier Chede says the government has monopolized radio and TV. We only have the street to express our point of view, so that's what we're doing. Last week, Ivorian authorities dispersed an opposition protest with tear gas and arrested dozens of people. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have called for authorities to respect the right to freedom of expression and association. The opposition has rejected the draft on grounds there has not been a national consensus around it. Some leaders call for a boycott, while others campaign for the referendum to be cancelled. About 100 of them protested in downtown Abidjan on Friday, singing Power to the People and brandishing signs that reads No to Dictatorship and We are hungry and you create a Senate, while being watched by an equal number of security officers. Nearby, a group of onlookers watched the scene. I don't feel concerned, says that man. The new constitution is useless. Next to him, another one interjects. It's one of the most important moments for the evolution of our country, even more so than the presidential elections. We elect a president for 5 years, but this new constitution might stay on for decades to come. It's really important, he says. The result of Sunday's vote is expected to be known by the middle of next week. Emilia Yob for VOA News in Abidjan.
And in Kenya, groups representing smallholder farmers are pressuring Kenyan authorities and international donor agencies to support ecological farming in the East African nation. For VOA, Ruben Chiama reports from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi.
Justus Lavi Mololo is the National General Secretary of Kenya Small Scale Farmers Forum. He says the government and international donor agencies have failed to provide sufficient support to smallholder farmers who practice ecological farming. Instead, he says they have channeled support to fatally flawed industrial agricultural model.
We as farmers and consumers from around Kenya call upon the government of Kenya and international aid donors to move away from conventional agriculture and support ecological farming. Conventional agriculture has failed us and will continue to do so as climate change worsens. The farmers say they have decided to support each other because they have not received sufficient support from authorities and donors.
Anne Miner is the national coordinator of the Kenya Biodiversity Coalition. She says smallholder family farmers who wish to practice ecological farming should be supported with access to irrigation systems, affordable organic inputs, and protection against exploitation by middlemen.
With a push by some of the stakeholders for industrial agriculture, we are fed by smallholder farmers. Women have been the seed savers, the seed breeders for many years. But we face the big challenge. There's a big push, for example, in Kenya, to lift the ban on genetically modified organisms, which we have a big issue with because as Kenyans, we don't need GMOs. GMOs have not worked even in Europe. In South Africa, for example, the particular variety of maize that's being pushed in Kenya failed dismally.
Ecological agriculture combines local farmers' knowledge with the most recent scientific knowledge to create new technologies and practices that increase yield without harming the environment. Jerry Kabeberi, Greenpeace Africa's executive director, calls on governments and international donor agencies to put mechanisms in place that allow for a shift towards ecological farming.
Right now, we have to heavily depend on our governments to put in place policies that are going to try and mitigate a lot of the environmental injustices that we are seeing. And specifically for this campaign, we are asking that government should assist farmers and have regular dialogue with them.
According to the smallholder farmers, the solution to address hunger in Kenya lies within the country's borders. With the right support, they said, they can feed the 43 million people in East Africa's largest economy with healthy, nutritious food that is grown ecologically. The farmers' appeal comes at a very critical time. The current food system is broken, the environment is damaged, and the current industrial agricultural model has left thousands hungry and dependent on technologies that are unable to withstand weather shocks. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.
You are listening to Nightline Africa on the English service of The Voice of America. I'm your host, Peter Clotte, in Washington, D.C. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa, the Saturday music spot from our collection of music from the continent. And right now, it's time for music from our African collection. Enjoy. Did you ever think that you would be the switch? Did you ever think that you would have the switch? Did you ever think that you would be the Don? Have a tree with a 50 acre lawn. Be the switch. Did you ever think that you would have the switch? Did you ever think that you would be the Don? Have a tree with a 50 acre lawn. Yeah.
I never ever thought that I would be right here today. You helped me face my greatest fears and conquered all the years. And now I'm getting money. Now I see your love is true. And everything I got today. See me now, and all the young boys wanna be me now. All the bad belly people wanna see me frown. No, 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 no. Yeah, they wanna see me drown. I know one day I go wear the crown. But girl, get low, 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 low. I'm going back, but never. Lady, I'll be out together. I promise you, my brother, but we gon' be rich forever. I never ever thought that I would be right here today. You helped me face my greatest fears and conquer all the years.
Did you ever think that you would have these hits? Did you ever think that you would be the Don? Have a tree with a 50 acre lawn. Yeah. Be the switch. Did you ever think that you would have these hits? Did you ever think that you would be the Don? Have a tree with a 50 acre lawn. Yeah.
Forever backward, never. Made the enemy up together. And you know the motto, new school things, and we gonna be rich forever. Forever backward, never. Made the enemy up together. I promise you, my brother, oh, we gon' be rich forever.
God today, I owe it all to you.
I know you have heard a lot of things about me. ooh, ooh. But my love for you are the quality to you. My guani ne meluma we. My guani na baka misie. My love for you confirm. Girl, me can't do without you. Every day with you is a blessing. Don't sleep at night because of you. Every day with you, girl, my blessing. You are the best I've seen in a while, oh. For a very long time, oh. You always stay for my mind, oh. For a very long time, oh. Baby, post, make we take a photo. Cameraman won't take a photo. I know man to be in that photo. Yeah, we will blend for the photo. Forget what you heard about me. Yeah. But my love for you are the back of my mood. Yeah. I know you have heard a lot of things about me. Ooh, ooh. But my love for you are the quality to you.
You're killing my heart, oh, you're making me feel I love no other. You're in my heart.
oh. Every time I dance with you, girl, you feel like my heart, oh. Every night and day, I say, honey, yeah. To tell you I love you. How many times I go tell you I can't live without you? I say, how many times, baby girl, I go marry you? How many times, how many times? Wola lo demba, this your loving need to make me like wola lo demba. Anytime when I dey with you, I don't see any danger. Hey, baby girl, you dey make me dey cool my temper, cool my temper. Honey, yeah, you are killing me, yeah. Sweet, you know, girl, you are killing me, yeah. You feeling my heart and you feeling my soul and you feeling my love and my body, yeah, so.
Jack like a free little lass. I want you by my side. It's okay if you snore. Tonight's gonna be a duet. I like you and your voice. How I know you well.
Joy. Yes, my Nadia. Your ways are fire.
Tell about you,
baby. Tell about you. Yeah, I know.
Come bitter, come sweetly. Never gonna leave you alone.
Tomorrow might bring God the future, the hours away. So me, I live my life today. For me, I live my life today. Yeah. So love me, make me talk. What I want for talk, me have nothing to say. So me, I live my life today. For me, I live my life today. So everybody, I'm gonna sing it out. I love my life. Show me nobody stress you. Don't make no blood pressure make your life left you. Never you hurt a soul unless you have to defend yourself if them try test you. Thank God for my life, yes. Me wake up this morning and alive, yes. Make them go and judge nobody no perfect. And Father God alone bring brightness. If you don't like come and say, go find the Lord. Me nah no time for the work, I time so hard. Them nah mad me, me nah gonna psych a word. Or go join the morgue, enjoy my life for y'all. Few friends from me have went here to me. Me not trust people, so me choose them carefully. Them are not clean, so them can't come near to me. Can't compare to me. No, now we don't know where tomorrow might bring. God the future, the hours away. So me, I live my life today. For me, I live my life today. Yeah. So love me, make me talk. What me want for talk, me have nothing to say. So me, I live my life today. For me, I live my life today. So everybody, I'm just sing it out. I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. So me, I live my life today. I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. So me, I live my life today.
Sure. Never met nobody get the best of you. Look on the person at the mirror, on the dresser too. Tell yourself that you're not gonna make them pressure you. And live life to the fullest that you better do. Just believe me, me know life not easy. Enough of we never born with gold spoon for feed with. No be greedy, set a pace in a life and achieve it. Listen to me keenly.
Love me L-I-F-E. And till it left me, me a go and keep a pray and a prayer to Father God. Say holy age, catch me. Me a beg your Father bless me. Guide and protect me. Me every wrong move and me making all the streets correct me. No, no, we don't know where tomorrow might bring. God the future, the hours away. So me, I live my life today. For me, I live my life today. Yeah.
So love me, make me talk what my want for talk. Me have enough to say. So I'm never live my life today. I'm never live my life today. So everybody have to sing it out. Me love my life. Me love my life. Me love my life. So me I live my life today. Me love my life. Me love my life. Me love my life. So me I live my life today. Me love my life. Me love my life. Me love my life. So me I live my life today. Me love my life.
Somebody else, we starting to over. Let the people join the act. Now we see Baba do the task. Ready, Baba do well for me. Now my life become better. Not because I suffer fast. Not because I pray and fast. No be your show, no be just. I'm watching. Hey, what's in that tree? I'm no qua. What's in that tree? One name, man. What's in that tree? I'm watching. Osinachi, mama. Osinachi, baby, baby. Osinachi, mama. Mabuachi.
My humble father, Sinachi. My loving daughter, Sinachi mo. My baby mama, Sinachi. Tele momo do, Sinachi mo. No be by force to go Dubai. I've been awaiting cause the fight. And I just name my own, they laugh, yeah. Because you got the day my side. They want to take away my favor. They want to spoil in my career. And I know say I get the flavor. When you feel taxing na banya. I forgive and I forget. Baba God, he knows the best. My papa just buy a jet. I'm about to take off everywhere.
Hey, Osinachi. I'm no qua. Osinachi. One name, man. Osinachi. I'm watching. Hey, Osinachi. Mama. Osinachi.
I go name my first daughter, Sinachi. My loving mother, Sinachuku. Promotion letter, Sinachi. Yawomi Sinachi. Now we shutting down Malaysia. Every show the boy they conquer. Thank you, Lord, you showed me love. Now I know I'm not alone. I go sing praises from house to church. I go throw party for every town. See my motto, see my mouth. Tell me why I no go shout. Not because I suffer fast, not because I pray and fast. Not be your show, not be just. I'm watching. Tell me, Osinachi. I'm no qua. Osinachi. One name, man. Osinachi. I'm watching. Tell me, Osinachi. Mama. Osinachi. Baby, baby. Osinachi. I'm watching. And I thank the Lord who oversee me. And I thank the Lord for humble smith. And I thank the Lord who give me power. Oh, and I thank the Lord for all the riches. And they pray for house, you give me mansion. And they pray for car, you give me phantom. And they pray for fans, you give me stardom. Oh, you they show me love, you know, be like.
You both went to a new Ndindi Biri. You jam my family, Sinachuku. If not be God, where I forget. Forever we go give God the glory. We they travel, they go, they come. Everything we do, they prosper. Because your name not favor, all is by the grace of God. Let the people join the act. Now what the Baba do the task? Yeah, the Baba do well for me. Now my life become better. Not because I suffer fast. Not because I pray and fast. No be your show, no be just. I'm watching. Tell me, what's in that tree? I'm no qua. What's in that tree? One name, man. What's in that tree? I'm watching. Osinachi, mama. Osinachi, baby. Osinachi, mama. Osinachi. Akarakam Sinachi. Humble Smith. Yo.
Mentize Entertainment.
Vixen is in Foster.
Hey, 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 hey.
see as they do me for body. Baby, love me tender. Baby, palanga my love. When you can dance, you do the very well. Baby, would you know I holla?
And that was music from the continent. We hope you enjoyed all of them. Nightline Africa comes to you on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC from the English service of The Voice of America. And from the rest of the Nightline team, managing editor Shaka Saleh, reporter Douglas Impuga, producer Odette Frazier, and our engineer for today, Thomas Blondet, we say a big thank you for joining us tonight. And remember, as the elders say, even the clever one is advised. I'm your host, Peter Clotter in Washington. Good evening, Africa.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
India's Minister of Commerce and Industry, Nirmala Sitharaman, and U.S. Trade Representative, Ambassador Michael Froman, met in Delhi on October 20, 2016, for the 10th ministerial-level meeting of the India and United States Trade Policy Forum, or TPF. The ministers agreed that the TPF has greatly strengthened U.S.-India engagement on bilateral trade and has increased trade and enhanced the overall economic relationship. In addition to the high-level working group on intellectual property and the manufacturing dialogue that Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Barack Obama launched under the TPF, the forum has gained momentum with regular ministerial meetings in 2014, 2015, and 2016, supported by interministerial efforts of establishing working groups on agriculture, trade in services, and trade in goods, promoting investment in manufacturing and intellectual property. While welcoming the success of the TPF to date and that two-way bilateral goods and services trade reached $109 billion in 2015, the ministers recognized that for economies of their size, a great deal of potential remains. They acknowledged that open access to the U.S. market remains an important factor in driving trade growth and has contributed to the U.S. becoming India's top export destination. More than 15% of all India's exports go to the U.S., but India represents only 1.4% of U.S. exports, highlighting a greater potential for trade and the need for accelerating economic reforms and market opening. The United States is proud to work with its partner India to promote trade and prosperity for both nations, the Asia-Pacific region, and the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.